Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at a verse from Luke chapter 6 and talk about what we say and who we are. I'm going to read to you from Luke 6:45, which reads this. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. People speak according to their character. When there is good in our hearts, it will show in the words we choose to speak. When there is evil in our hearts, it is certain to show itself in the way we talk sooner or later. Whatever is most abundant in our hearts will show itself in our speech. Many years ago, there was an advice columnist in newspapers. Her name was Ann Landers, and she was at a fancy reception in Washington, and so she was introduced to a very pompous senator. This is what he said. So you're Ann Landers, he drawled. Say something funny. Well, without missing a beat, she replied, so you're a politician. Tell me a lie. She was simply noting that we can expect people to speak according to their character. It's amazing how much sin has to do with the words we say. Slander, gossip, envy, jealousy, hatred, anger, and immorality all usually express themselves in the words we choose to speak, at least at first. But in a way, the words are just a symptom. The real problem is a heart that isn't where it should be with God. We can't just imagine Jesus sinning with his words. That just isn't what would flow from his heart. But what do your words say about the condition of your heart? Looking at our words is a great diagnostic tool to see the condition of our heart and our character. In the early part of the 20th century, there were some amazing times of revival in the coal mining regions of Wales. They noticed that when so many hearts were turning to Jesus, life improved everywhere. Crime was down, family discord was down, violence was down, and even worker productivity was up, except in the coal mines. For several weeks after the revival began, production in the coal mines slowed. Some people thought that many of the miners were reading their Bibles or going to prayer meetings instead of working, but that wasn't the case. Instead, the problem was the mules that worked in the coal mines. The mules had become accustomed to only moving at the sound of terrible cursing and profanity. When many coal miners started living for Jesus, they just couldn't talk that way anymore, and production slowed until the mules got used to a more Christian vocabulary. Well, the point of it all is clear. Words changed when the heart changed. We need to seek God, asking Him to help us draw near to Him. As we are transformed into the likeness of Jesus, it will show in the way that we speak to each other. Who you are is on display when people hear what you say. That's why we should pray that great prayer from Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.